Lastly, when de-escalating, staff need to understand how their own behaviors and actions are an important part of the process. When you are faced with an individual that is upset and escalating, it can cause stress and anger in yourself. As a manager or supervisor, you also have to realize that you can't let your own thoughts and behaviors become part of the situation. If staff are feeling ill-prepared to handle a crisis or things are not working, you might need to step in as a calm and centering force that can de-escalate the situation and avoid crisis. You don't get to pick sides of who is right and who is wrong. You have to stay calm and neutral at all times. Think about the times that things do escalate. Do you see patterns of things happening with certain staff or a certain individual? How are you responding to these situations? What is your response? Is it professional and helping move your staff practices towards positive redirection, or is it part of the problem?